Hello and welcome back to Stressed to Blessed. I am your host, Rebecca Lyons, and thank you for being here. So, number one, this is the first recording since batch recording all of my first 10 episodes and then an additional episode with my friend Catherine. What did you think of that first guest where we spoke about conscious friendships? This is the first recording since batch recording. So I felt nervous because I'm like, I had to set up my space again. I don't have any flowers that I had here last time. And I'm just not the same person, to be honest with you. So today is the 18th of December, 2024. And I last batch recorded, let me see. If I can look it up on my phone. So I launched the podcast on the 22nd of November. Wow, so it's nearly been a month. And so I would have batch recorded the episodes probably the 19th, roughly a month ago, the 18th, the 19th, and maybe the 20th of November. And since then, I am not the same person. Okay, we've gone through Mercury retrograde in Sagittarius, which has now ended. We're now in the shadow period, which is like the end of it. During that time, we had the Gemini full moon. Pluto went into Aquarius, huge, and Mars went retrograde in Leo. So, I started doing Kundalini yoga again around this time, maybe a week before. And if anyone knows has done Kundalini yoga, then they know that it accelerates things in their life. So unknowingly, it's 1818 on the 18th. I've been getting so many numbers. Oh my God, my laptop is like 18th of December, 1818. Okay. So much has happened astrologically, as within, as without, so within, so without, whatever the words are. We are affected by the planets. We're affected by these planetary shifts, the heavenly bodies. So I feel like because I'm so in tune with myself now, never used to be, I really do lead by intuition. I follow my intuition with everything that I do now. I mean, I'm not perfect, but I'm very, very much follow my intuition. And some big things have happened in my life recently, and I have been through some real pain, some emotional pain, some spiritual pain. And it's changed me as a person. Anyone who knows, who's been through extreme emotional trauma, it changes you as a person. So recording this now, this is like a really long-winded way of saying this, but recording this now, from if you go back and you look at my videos, I'm not the same person. I'm not the same person. And that was like a month ago that I recorded that. So I think it's so amazing how when you step into your purpose, when you become awakened and you start making intuitive choices, like, I want to study this, or I want to practice this, or I want to stop doing this, you start following your intuition and you get rewarded when you follow your intuition because your intuition is your GPS. So we are often doing things because we think that we should be doing them. We think other people want us to do them, or we can be very avoidant and we can avoid doing things because it makes us uncomfortable, because we don't like change. Human beings, we don't like change. So we avoid becoming conscious. That's why so many people avoid it, because it's the harder path to walk in some ways, but it's also the harder, it's the easier path in other ways. So let me explain. If you carve your own path in life by following your intuition, by trusting these like hunches that you get, and you have this just inner knowing of something that you want to do, if you follow that, it can be difficult because your whole life can crumble. Because if you are walking away from being the same person every day, then life is going to change. And like I said, people don't like change. So your world can crumble around you and a new life begins. Now, the hard part of that is that you might have to let go of people that you don't want to let go of. You might have to move. You might have to change jobs. You might have to stop. You might have to put boundaries up in your life. You might have to be more reserved with your energy. You might have to change things in your life. And that's very difficult, or we perceive it as very difficult. Then what happens though when we do do that and we are on the path of self-actualization is that blessings come in and we live a much more aligned life. Because when we look in the mirror and we figure out, what do I want? Like, I've spoken about this for years. Oh, I've got a little scab on my nose. I've spoken about this for years, years. You got to figure out what you like, what you don't like, what you want, and what you don't want. If you don't know those things, you're not going anywhere. That's number one. But now I have this newfound depth to the meaning of why. Because your authenticity is what you are. People think that it's about learning more, but it's actually about relearning or unlearning and relearning. Because we're so limited and we limit ourselves. And when we peel away the limitations, the fears, the subconscious programming, when we take them away, we become more of who we are. And we may have outgrown situations, and that's okay because we are growing. And we're growing, and we're either growing or we're dying. So a lot of people say that they feel stuck, or a lot of people suffer with their mental health, their physical health, their emotional health. And that's because they're not following their intuition. They are staying in a life that they've outgrown, that's not meant for them anymore. And that's painful. I get it. I get it. But you've got to follow, you've just got to follow your faith. It's faith over sight. And people will get this or they won't get this. This is only going to resonate with people who are at a certain place on their journey. And if this doesn't resonate, then you're just not there yet, and that's okay. It's not a race. But I've just found that there has been a huge awakening recently, collectively, internally. Shifts are happening, and you're being asked to step up to figure out who you are and what you want. And if you don't stop settling for things, then you're never going to be truly fulfilled. This is something that I wanted to talk about today, actually. I wanted to talk about some messages that have been coming up for my clients recently when it comes to Akashic Records session. So I'm an Akashic Records reader and teacher. I read the records, which are very deep, powerful soul messages coming through from your higher self, from God. And I also teach people how to do it themselves too. And themes have been coming up recently for me and for my clients when I'm reading for them and they're getting all of this wisdom from their higher self of what they should be doing next. And these are some of the themes. I'm going to share three themes, okay? Because this might apply to you and you might get some wisdom and have a better direction in your life. So, your energy is your currency. Okay, so this is number one. You pay with your energy. You pay with your time. Not just money, 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 money. So think of it like this. We are energetic beings. When you wake up in the morning, you have a certain amount of energy that you can use all day before you go to sleep. And you can use this energy on eating, showering, working out, your job, and then yourself. Those are sort of like the main things, right? Not even necessarily working out, just moving around, doing your job if you have a job, looking after your kids if you have kids, looking after yourself, because if you're not here, then you're not here. And then you have time for other people, other things. What are you doing with that time? Because, like, are you using it efficiently, or are you just wasting your energy? And yeah, wasting your energy. So, are you giving your energy to people who don't respect you or don't see the value in you? Are you arguing with people in your head? Are you mad at people? Are you resentful towards people? Are you watching stuff that you don't really care about? What are you doing? Are you spending it with people who you don't feel great after you've spent it with them? Like, you are wasting your time, you're wasting your energy, and you don't get it back. You literally don't get it back. And if you are someone who is very sensitive and you've come here with a soul mission, and you've awakened and you have all these creative ideas, I want to write a book. I want to work with these types of people. I want to speak about these topics. I want to help people. I've been through this X, Y, and Z, and it's been really bad. And now it's created me into the person that I am. And I want to help other people. It's like it comes through you. It's not even a choice. It's like a mission that you have come here to fulfill. And the more time you don't fulfill it, the more time you feel stuck, you feel lost, you doubt yourself, you limit yourself. What are other people going to think? What are they going to say? What if I fail? And it speaks in your voice, and it tells you things that it knows that you're afraid of. It knows you very well, and you believe it and you don't act on it. So that's the theme. But instead, you're entertaining people who are maybe narcissistic, draining you, using you. Why? You don't value yourself if you do that, because if you valued yourself, your energy would be very expensive and it would be very exclusive. If you value yourself, if you like who you are, you're not going to put yourself in situations and hang around with people that you don't like. Because why would you do that? My head's jolting around. I'm loving these messages. Like, I'm here for it. Please comment, leave a review, send me a DM. Let me know if you're enjoying this. So I've noticed that the most popular episodes are always the ones that are much deeper. So adjusting to life post spiritual awakening has continued to be the favorite since it came out. And that was one of the first episodes. If you haven't listened to that, definitely go listen. I think it's like episode 3 or 4. But it's called Adjusting to Life Post Spiritual Awakening. And it's the one that I was so scared to post on my YouTube because it felt so vulnerable. And I'd say this is potentially super, this is a super vulnerable episode too. But because of what I've been through in the last month, I can voice this and I have the energy, I have the ability to. Number one is that you are going to reevaluate how and where you're spending your energy. Who has access to you? Where are you wasting it? If you're excessively watching social media, consuming social media, watching mainstream TV, and that's where your energy is going, but you say you have a purpose and a mission here, then you are mismatching where your energy is going. And that might be why you feel stressed, blocked, lost, limited, because God, the creator, universe, your higher self is like, what are you doing? You're not here fulfilling your purpose, your mission. You are not on your mission right now. And you will feel like the life force energy is being drained from you until you get to a point where you're like, I can't go on like this. And that's when you usually hit a rock bottom and then you will start changing. But you can just do it now. You don't have to hit a rock bottom. So where and how are you spending your precious life force energy? Become more conscious and intentional with how you spend it, because you only have a certain amount each day. And if you are here with a mission, which you will be greatly rewarded for if you step into that, then how much energy per week are you allocating to that? Okay, message number two. That was a good one. Oh. Message number two is actually from the animal spirit deck. I pulled a card for you. This is one of my favorite cards. Okay. And I'm going to read what it says in the book. Positive, enthusiastic, spiritually resourceful. Okay. Inside the tiny hummingbird resides an endless well of energy and positivity. The hummingbird's secret is that it has learned where to gather nectar. And it returns to these. Oh my God, this is so aligned. Oh, I love it when this happens. Okay, so I'm going to start again. Inside the tiny hummingbird resides an endless well of energy and positivity. Okay, it's kind of conflicting me because I said you've only got a certain amount of energy per day, but that is true. But you are limitless. The hummingbird's secret is that it has learned where to gather nectar and it returns to those sources daily for springs, for nourishment and rejuvenation. Okay? So what was I saying? It gets nectar from places that rejuvenate it. If the hummingbird goes to a place where it's draining the hummingbird, it's not going to go back there. This sacred elixir springs from many sources, but usually involves nature, creativity, and exploring spirituality. Follow the way of the hummingbird, and you cannot go wrong. Every droplet of life becomes sweet, every moment worth savoring. That also just aligns with how I was saying that you've got to follow your intuition. When in balance, smart, curious, loves to learn. When out of balance, pushy, insistent, and sharp. To bring into balance, take a class in something you're interested in. And if you are like, I want to improve my intuition, my connection and relationship with myself, then I recommend taking a class, which is the Self Love Project, which is my online course, which has so much incredible value inside of it. And it is at a fraction of a price right now. It includes meditations slash activations, Akashic activations. It includes a lot of nervous system regulation, but it's really just teaching you with practices to remember how to choose you because you are precious. Okay. And self-love is a very critical part of living a fulfilled life because if you don't love yourself, then you're not going to want the best for yourself. You know what I mean? Nah, I don't care about me. Ah, I'm not a priority. Ah, don't worry about me. That's not like the humble thing to do, you know? Like, you're here to take up space. Okay? You're here to take up space. Okay, so that was number two. Number three, what has been coming through from my clients? Oh, okay. And myself. So, as you progress on your spiritual journey, as you personally evolve and you are getting closer to self-actualization, you're evoluting. On this journey, it's not all love and light. And you're going to be challenged, but you've got to stop taking it so personally. You are here to learn, you are here to grow, you are in participating in the 3D school of life, okay? And it's hard here. Gonna validate you there. It's hard. The bigger your mission, the harder it can be because you learn through experiences. Okay. Now, as you grow, as you learn, as you step away from the mainstream, because this is an inner work, this is an inner journey, and you step away from hanging out with people that drain you, you step away from maybe eating and drinking foods that aren't the best for you. Maybe you start meditating, you start spending more time alone, going into solitude. It's in isolation that we can transform the most. You step away from constantly asking for other people's validation or reassurance. You stop asking for advice from other people on what you should do. And you start asking yourself, God, the creator, what should I do in this situation? What do I want to do? What do I feel or think is the best thing to do right now? When you start doing that, you separate from the masses. You become more conscious and you're awake and you're evolving. And as you do that, as you choose you, the old you is gonna hound you down. The old you doesn't want you to change, doesn't want you to evolve. No, you can't leave me here. Stay here, be bitter and resentful with me. Let's do things that we know are not good for us, but let's just do them anyway. Let's choose short-term pleasure over our mission, our purpose. Let's blame other people. Let's feel like a victim. When you start waking up to, like, I don't want to live like that. I don't want to think that. I don't want to feel that. Okay, I've got to change that. That version of you is going to gaslight you, is going to trick you, is going to tell you that you're a piece of nothing. It's going to blackmail you. What about this from the past? What about that? You can't do this. Who are you? What credentials do you have? Who do you think you are? No one's going to take you seriously. Everyone's going to laugh at you. What if you get it wrong? What if you're not right? What if you're making this all up? Like, that's what they're going to say to you. And they know what buttons to push because they know you, because they've been you. They've been residing within you. They know all of your shadows and they know all of your dreams and fantasies, and they stop you from getting there. In Kabbalah, they call it the opponent or Satan. If you think of life as a game, you know that there's always like a challenge that you must overcome. This challenge is outgrowing the old version of you. So when you decide, I want better, I want more, I'm going to stop self-sacrificing, I'm going to stop self-sabotaging. When you decide that inside of you will be tested. Did she mean it? Does she want that? Can she do this? Well, she's only going to find out by doing it. And you think it's just going to be a walk in the park. Who told you that it was just going to be a walk in the park? Life isn't a walk in the park. This is a very, very difficult place for the soul to be. It's not easy. The bigger the mission, the bigger the challenges you will face. If that is encouraging for you to hear, it's not for nothing. And what was the next thing that I was going to say? So, number three, sometimes I completely lose where I am when I'm channeling. It will come back to me though. So yeah, you're here on a mission. You gotta follow your intuition. You've got to be proactive. You have to take steps, messy action. You have to take messy action. And the old you is going to fight you. There's an internal battle, the old you and the new you, and they're at war. And yeah, you've got to give them a good fight. Show them who's boss. Don't let the old you win. You've outgrown them. That's why it doesn't feel nice anymore. You know there's something more for you. You want something different, but you might not know what it is because the old you is giving you brain fog. But if you start taking messy action, you'll start to get direction, clues, little breadcrumbs will be scattered around for you to follow. And it will start making sense to you. But the old you is going to fight to the death. You're going to wake up one morning and, oh, I don't feel well. I don't feel like doing that today. Or, oh, this terrible thing happened in my life. I don't feel like doing it today. And don't get me wrong, when something terrible happens, you do take a break. It's really important to process it in the moment and not to brush it off and feel the pain. But you can't let that stop you long term. Oh, this person needs me more. You'll find that you'll procrastinate, but like you'll clean the house or you'll constantly need to go for a wee or you'll be hungry. Like you'll sit down to work on your purpose, on your mission, and like your body will freak out. You'll be like, oh, I need to go wash the car. Oh, I need to go do some food shopping. Oh, I need to do this. I need to do that. I need to do this. I need to do that. And you'll just start doing everything but this. And that's when you want to do something like what I did when I recorded the first 11 episodes of the podcast. I gave myself 1 week and I set everything up. I planned it in my head. What's it going to be about? What are the episodes? How long? What do I want to say? And I figured it all out. So there was no more excuses. Oh, I need a name. I need a description. I need a graphic. You know, those were all my excuses. So I did that. I picked a name, made a graphic, created the titles, what I wanted to say, and then I recorded them all. And I did it in a week. And I just gave myself a timeline. And I said the 22nd of the 11th. That's when I want to re release it. And and I just took away anything that wasn't that. I didn't focus on anything else other than this, and I got it done. But was it hard? Yes, it was really hard. I actually really want to tell you this. I had to fight myself to get this done. The old me gaslit me so much. My opponent won for years. I wanted to record this podcast for years, but it wouldn't have been what it is today. So there is divine timing, but it was a battle. It was an uphill battle for a really long time. And like what I described earlier is that I would sit down and I would just have this urge to go do something else, or I'd make loads of social media content. I didn't need to make that much social media content because I was avoiding it. Or I would need to eat, or I'd need to go for a wee. And I would do like 20 wees in one day because my body and my subconscious was so like, no, afraid of stepping into this power. But then when I did it, the accomplishment, oh, the pride. The feeling of doing it, of doing something that I said I was going to do, and I did it. And I did it. It was stressful. It was messy. I had so many technical issues. Oh, it was intense. But I did it, and it was mine, and I made it. And that created through me. I channeled the messages. They came through and they came out. And I did it. I did everything. I did everything for my podcast myself, editing, everything. And it was such a messy but beautiful process, and I love it. And I get the best feedback from you guys. The feedback is so amazing. And I believe that you can now leave a proper review. I know a lot of you tried to do a review, but on Apple, you can leave a written review. On Spotify and on YouTube, you can write in the comments and you can subscribe. And by doing that, it just helps me reach more people. People who need to hear this message, you know? It's been a very transformational time for me. I would love to know what you've been going through yourself, what you're learning. If you sit with yourself and you love yourself and you really hold your hand through the good times and the bad times, what more can you do? If you feel creative, carve out some time to be creative. We're not just the feminine, we're the masculine too. Without that structure, we will never get anything done. So step into the next version of you. I mean, what am I even going to call this episode? This came through without me pre-planning it. So yeah, I'll think of a name and I will post this. If you're watching on YouTube, thank you for being here. If you're listening on Spotify or Apple or somewhere like that, thank you for listening. I appreciate it so much. It's still very surreal to me. But yeah, I would love to know also topics, what you want me to talk about. And I will be having more guests too. So yeah, this is episode 12, and I'm not stopping. There is so much more coming through. And yeah. I'm so excited. Thank you for being here. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And I don't really like to say things too much because I know that people in the present moment, because I know people can listen back to this. But if you are listening in real time, then I wish you a lot of energy and love and compassion for the month of December 2024. And yeah, just take as much time as you need to be by yourself, to rest, eat, drink lots of water, and yeah, look after yourself. All right, guys. Love you lots. Bye.